It's the question all film critics find themselves trying to answer at the end of every year. Was this a good year for movies? Yes, it's arbitrary to rank a group of films that have nothing in common, but we do it anyway, and I'm going back through 2018 via its most noticeable trends. Let's start with Netflix, the streaming giant that's been cranking out features, both big-budget productions they've funded themselves and indie and foreign films they've acquired the rights to. Although the company is more concerned with quantity than quality, credit must be paid to some of the projects they've released. Amongst Netflix's best features of 2018 was Tamara Jenkins' Private Life, a bittersweet domestic drama about a long married couple played by Paul Giamatti and Catherine Hahn struggling to conceive. The other side of the wind was Orson Welles' long unfinished swan song, a funhouse mirror of a showbiz satire that likely wouldn't have seen the light of day without Netflix's funding. The Coen brothers made their streaming debut with The Ballad of Buster Scruggs, an anthology of six short stories set in the American West that plays like a compendium of the director's pet themes. Netflix is also the studio responsible for Roma, but more on that later. Race relations were a running trend in 2018's films, particularly the issues of police brutality and the inherent dangers of being a black man in America. The Marvel smash Black Panther explored black identity through the realm of mainstream superheroics, while Black Klansman, about an African-American cop posing as white to infiltrate the KKK in the 1970s, was a blistering satire from Spike Lee. Blindspotting and The Hate U Give plundered the current climate in unexpected ways, and If Beale Street Could Talk, Barry Jenkins' follow-up to Moonlight, is an evocative adaptation of James Baldwin's 1974 novel, a vibrant love story that's also a sobering tale of racial injustice and wrongful imprisonment. It proves that times haven't changed. We were also privy to a string of impressive directorial debuts. Rapper Boots Riley unleashed the lightning bolt of a comedy, Sorry to Bother You, skewering capitalism and racial stereotypes with surrealism and absurdity. Eighth Grade was the feature debut of Bo Burnham, a comedian who got his start on YouTube, and who examines contemporary social media through the prism of a tender coming-of-age story. Ari Aster, meanwhile, showed tremendous confidence with his Hereditary, a horror film that owed debts to Rosemary's Baby and The Exorcist, and brought the house down with its central performance by Toni Collette. On the documentary front, the Mr. Rogers portrait, Won't You Be My Neighbor, was a rare nonfiction hit, a burst of good feeling during troubled times. RBG, about the life and career of Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, also found crossover success, a similarly hagiographic look at a beloved cultural figure. But it was Shirkers, another Netflix acquisition, that impressed me most. It's about teenagers making a movie in 1990s Singapore, and about the older man who ran away with the film prints, and about how the women behind the project overcame all of it. 2018's box office numbers shattered records, but I want to focus briefly on the movies that people forgot about. The Rider, a portrait of a broken rodeo cowboy directed by Chloe Zhao, combined real life and fiction to remarkable effect. Support the Girls never even made it to Spokane theaters, but it's a wonderful comedy that showed us a day in the life of a Hooters-type restaurant in suburban Texas. It's now on Hulu, and you shouldn't miss it. And Tully, released way back in April, was a bold and often funny portrait of postpartum depression, starring a vulnerable Charlize Theron. But it was Steve McQueen's all-star heist thriller Widows that seemed like the sure thing, a terrific piece of entertainment that never managed to find a mainstream audience. Widows rounded out my list of the top five films of 2018, followed by the Palme d'Or-winning Shoplifters at number four. One of Japanese auteur Hirokazu Koreeda's best films, it's about a family of petty thieves that turns out to be stranger than it initially appears. At number three was The Favorite, Yorgos Lanthimos's wicked comedy set in the palaces of a decrepit Queen Anne. Number two, Paul Schrader's First Reformed, a challenging and elliptical exploration of faith and the state of the world, starring Ethan Hawke in the best role of his career so far. But the finest film of the year was, without question, Roma. Written and directed by Alfonso Cuarón, who also shot the film in black and white, it's a deeply personal and intimate film that also manages to be a kaleidoscopic vision of an entire country at a specific time. And it's a film that's emblematic of 2018 as a whole, a troubled year that nonetheless produced some of the best movies we've seen in a long, long time. For Spokane Public Radio, I'm Nathan Weinbender.